听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. In this month's Ask the Expert feature, Studio Classroom talks to Dr. Peter Tso, who works at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California, about some of his thoughts concerning outer space. It's a fact that during the last 60 years, we humans have spent a lot of time, energy, and billions of dollars exploring the universe. The big question is it all worth it? Before we answer that, let's visit our word bank where we find the key word explore, as in Tim explored the forest behind his house. And the idiom, open one's eyes. Jared's visit to Cambodia opened his eyes to the way many people live. Now get yourselves ready as we blast off to the reading. It's found on page 30 in this month's Studio Classroom magazine.
Exploring the final frontier. Is space worth the trouble?
Space programs have been around for about 60 years. What have we learned in that time?
Well, a great deal. We have satisfied many of the curiosities we had about space and the different planets. Perhaps most importantly, space exploration has opened our eyes to things we never thought to ask about.
Space exploration is very dangerous, and there has been a huge cost. Has it been worth it?
In terms of cost, yes. The movie Titanic cost about $200 million.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us for our Ask the Expert article today. We will be exploring the final frontier together.
Now, the final frontier is usually referred to as outer space. So when we're talking about the final frontier, we mean that part that hasn't really been explored as much as the rest of Earth, of course. And we are talking about going into outer space and whether it is worth the trouble.
Yes, so because going to space costs a lot of money and time, so that's why we are asking whether it's worth the trouble. Is this something that we should do and continue to do and develop?
Each month, we interview an expert. This month's expert is Dr. Peter Tso, who is a researcher in California, and he shared with us about the costs and the benefits of space exploration. So, Rachel, what's our first question?
Well, Studio Classroom asked Peter a few questions, Dr. Tso, I should add. And the first question is, what space programs have been around for about 60 years? What have we learned in that time? In other words, so what have we learned in the last 60 years of space exploration?
Well, Dr. Peter Tso says we have learned a great deal. We have learned a lot. He continues, we have satisfied many of the curiosities we have had about space and the different planets. Now, if you're curious about something, you want to know it. You have a deep desire to know more about it. So people now know a lot more about space and about the different planets other than Earth.
Dr. Peter Tso goes on to say that perhaps most importantly, space exploration has opened our eyes to things we never thought to ask about. Now we have just a couple of words there that we need to go over. That word exploration. Exploration refers to
traveling to discover something or to explore something.
Okay, you just mentioned the word explore with that. That's a good word to know because it's in the word exploration. So if you are going out exploring, trying to discover new things, then you are on an exploration. That's the noun form of the word. And also we see that phrase to open one's eyes. If your eyes are open to something, it means you see new things. You see the truth about a situation. So I guess what he's trying to say here, Esther and Chelsea, is that people's eyes have been opened to new things they didn't know much about before space exploration.
Right. And here, open one's eyes is used in a different way. Usually, if your eyes are closed, maybe you're asleep. But here, you're learning about something different. You have a different view on something you did not know before. Well, let's go on to the second question. Studio Classroom asks Dr. Peter Zoe. They say space exploration is very dangerous, and there has been a huge cost. Has it been worth it? Mm-hmm. Has it been worth it?
I think this is a question a lot of people want to know because we all know that space exploration is expensive. We're not talking thousands of dollars. We're talking millions and billions of dollars. So this is an important question. Is it worth the amount of money put into it? And look at what his response is, Esther. What is Dr. Toh's response?
Well, he immediately says, in terms of costs. So when we're talking about how much price, how much money you have spent, yes, it is worth it. And then he goes on to talk about a movie many of you have seen, The Titanic, which cost about $200 million.
I remember seeing that movie when it first came out in the movie theater and all the special effects, and I remember them saying it was the most expensive movie ever produced to that date.
Definitely. I remember hearing that as well, and it was a fantastic movie. Maybe you're wondering right now, why in the world is he talking about the movie Titanic, and what does that have to do with space exploration? Well, he's making a comparison here. First, he's telling us how much it cost to make one movie, and then later he's going to compare that number with a certain project that he has been involved with. But first, I think we need to go back a minute. We're talking now here about the cost, but also he mentioned a key word, or we asked a question with the key word dangerous. It's true that space exploration can be dangerous, right?
It can be very dangerous. People have died in space. We have sent spacecrafts in space and they've exploded, and many things you often don't think will happen might happen. So it's very dangerous. People have risked their lives, but we ask him, is it worth it? And he still answers, yes, it is worth it.
So as you can see, space exploration is not only a huge cost in terms of money, but it's also a huge cost in terms of safety and the lives that are risked in order to go into space to explore. Let's take a break right now. We're going to go to the chat room. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and Doris is in the chat room today. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's always good to be back. I understand we'll be looking at an Ask the Expert article today.
Yes, we will. And our expert is Dr. Peter Zoe. But something he said really confuses me, Doris.
Really? What's that?
Well, when asked what we have learned in the past 60 years, he says, a great deal. A great deal? Is he talking about a bargain or some kind of business transaction?
Oh, no, Ken. A deal may refer to a business transaction. Like when we go shopping, we often look for a great deal or a bargain. But here, a great deal is an idiom meaning a lot.
So I can say there's a great deal of people meaning a lot of people?
Sure, and I think you have a great deal of talent.
Oh, thanks. A great deal, 这个片语要注意它的上下文。A great deal 可以表示一笔很划算的生意，也就是 a bargain。比如说 ,that was a great deal, 你真的是赚到了。但是今天的课文中 ,a great deal 就等于 a lot, 许多的。A lot of people, 也可以说 a great deal of people. 在课文中 当 Dr. Zhou 被问到在过去60年中学到多少，他简单的回答 A great deal, 就是学到很多。So what other idioms are there that use the word deal?
Well, I hope you don't ever get a raw deal.
A raw deal?
That's right. A raw deal refers to an unfair deal or harsh treatment. For example, after working 20 years for the bank, Peter got a raw deal. He only received a watch for his retirement.
Oh, that's a raw deal.
Yes, I'd say so. Remember, raw here means crude or unfair.
Got it.A raw deal 就是吃了亏的交易，也就是在跟别人打交道的时候吃了亏。Raw deal 也可以指不公平的待遇。Raw 在这里有着不公正的意思。
Well, I know a great deal of you would like to take a break right now, so let's take one. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back from the break. Have you ever wanted to travel to outer space? I know I sure have. The biggest obstacle keeping me from going is, can you guess? That's right, the cost. It's a very, very expensive thing to do, to send humans into space. So if you really want to go, start saving your money. Let's focus now on a couple new key words.The first is the verb impact, as in cell phones will continue to impact the way people live and work for many years. The second word is endeavor. Sarah is always taking on some new endeavor, like climbing a mountain or exploring a lost city. Okay, let's pick up where we left off. We're on page 30 in line 5 in the right-hand column.
Exploring the final frontier. Now, a few years later, nobody talks about it anymore. The Stardust space mission cost about $150 million, and it will be reflected in textbooks and research for the next 2 decades. The program will impact our understanding of the processes of the solar system and of life, where we come from, and where we are going.It might sound like $150 million is a lot of money. And it is. I don't have that much, but there are endeavors that are much larger and perhaps have more ephemeral effects.
Now, friends, remember we've been talking with Dr. Peter Zhou, and he is a researcher in California, and he also works for the United States government in NASA exploring space. So before the break, we asked him 2 questions. We asked him if we learned a lot the past 60 years, or how much we have learned in the past 60 years through space exploration, and he told us that it's been invaluable. We also asked him if it was worth it in terms of people's lives and the money cost, and he says yes, in terms of money, it has been worth it.
Now, one thing we should say about Dr. Zhou is he's specifically involved in a certain project called the Stardust Space Program. That is kind of his baby, we could say, what he is devoting his time and energy to. So before the break, he brought up the movie Titanic, and again, he's making a comparison here. Now, do you remember, friends, how much he said it took to make the movie Titanic? I think Chelsea remembers. Chelsea, how much was it?
It was a lot of money, Rachel. It was...$200 million.
Wow, that is one expensive movie. So it took $200 million to make the movie Titanic. But his point is that now, a few years later, nobody talks about the movie Titanic anymore. At least most people don't. I think here in Asia, it still seems quite popular.
Well, it definitely was a very popular movie during...that time, and even now, many people still sing the song, My Heart Still Goes On.
I know. Every time I sing KTV, I am always asked to sing that song by Celine Dion. So, for some reason, that movie has stuck around here.
I guess so. Well, let's take a look and see how much the Stardust space mission costs. According to your article, it says that it costs about
$150 million. That's less than the movie Titanic costs. And it will be reflected in textbooks and research for the next two decades. For the next 20 years, people will be talking about and researching this Stardust mission.
So his point is, for a cheaper cost, they're making a big difference in space exploration, and students are going to learn about this mission. It's going to be in textbooks. And his point is, it is worth the cost. It might be $150 million, but if people are spending $200 million to film a movie, we might as well put a little bit of money into the space program. Now, I think we have something very interesting to learn about Stardust and aerogel. Stick with us. We'll talk about some fun facts.
One important feature of the Stardust mission was the technology it used. To catch comet dust, the program used an amazing substance called aerogel. Made from the same material as glass, but containing 99.8% air, aerogel is extremely light and incredibly strong. Already used as an insulator, aerogel may eventually find a place in your home as the material used in energy-saving and cost-saving windows.
Wow, that was very interesting. Well, let's talk more about the Stardust program now that you know more about it. Our article says the program will impact our understanding of the processes of the solar system and of life. Now, let's go back and take a look at that word impact.
Well, if something is impacted, it means it will have a strong effect or influence on something else.
Okay, so you can impact someone and you can be impacted. We often use this when we're talking about someone who makes a difference in your life. They really impact your life. They do something to create maybe some change in your own personal life. So here, what he's saying is that this program is going to impact, it's going to change, it's going to affect our understanding of the solar system and of life, where we came from and where we are going.
Right. And these processes in the solar system, sometimes we don't know how stars work or reasons why things happen a certain way, but we will learn more from Stardust. But it says here, it might sound like $150 million is a lot of money, and it is. I agree. That is a lot of money to spend on this
program. I don't have $150 million, and I know neither does Dr. Peter Zhou, but he is arguing that this space exploration is worth the cost. In fact, he says that there are endeavors that are much larger and perhaps have more ephemeral effects. Now, there's a couple words there we need to look at. When we're talking about endeavors, what are we talking about, Rachel?
Well, an endeavor is an activity that you are setting out on to accomplish something. So if you are setting out to accomplish a big goal, you're setting out on an endeavor. You are endeavoring to do something. So he says, of course, with space, there are big endeavors, and everybody always has a big idea. But sometimes they only have ephemeral effects. Now, Esther, what in the world are those?
Now, this is a hard word, but what this word means, ephemeral, means it has only a short effect. It doesn't last that long. So he's saying there are other things that cost even more money, more large endeavors, but these only have short effects. They don't last very long.
Well, I think Dr. Peter Zhou has convinced me that space exploration is worth the cost. Let's take time right now to actually hear a little bit more from Dr. Peter Zhou. Watch this interview with him.
Dr. Zhou, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
My name is Peter Zhou. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, and how did you start to work at JPL?
Yes, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory is part of the Caltech sort of space exploration department, you might say. And I got it by accident. I was looking for a job, and they were interviewing, so I interviewed.
What is your field of expertise, and what do you hope your research will achieve?
I have been working for a mission to bring samples from a comet back to Earth to analyze it. The reason being, there are two fundamental questions many scientists believe, that the water on the surface of Earth covers 3/4 of our Earth's surface. There's a lot of water there. Where did the water come from? Because at the beginning of the solar system formation, when Earth came about to be a body, it was a fireball, very, very hot. Any water would all burn out, evaporated. The second reason is that then not only we have water, but we have life, very complex life. But where did that come from? If it's fireball the Earth started out with, just like a volcanic lava. There's no life in there at all. If there's any life, it'd burn up. So scientists have asked the question, where did the water, where the life would come from? So I worked there at JPL is to promote, to prepare for such a mission. And the mission is called Stardust, which is we basically a spacecraft fly to a comet, bring the sample, and come back and land it. This is the first time NASA had a dedicated mission to a comet, but more important, actually brought a sample back to Earth.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 "open one's eyes" 这个成语。"open one's eyes" 在这里是指增长见识或者是大开眼界。例如 ,my visit to the volcano really opened my eyes to nature's beauty. 到火山一游真的让我对自然之美大开眼界。Open one's eyes 或者是 open someone's eyes 也指察觉某件之前没有发现的事情。例如 ,a talk with the professor really opened my eyes to my own ignorance. 跟教授的一席话之后让我发现自己原来有多么的无知。接下来我们看的是 endeavor 这个名词。endeavor 是指努力或尽力。例如 ,raising a child is a joint endeavor between the father and the mother. 养育一个孩子是父母亲共同要努力的。endeavor 也可以指尝试。例如 ,the adventurous endeavor to cross the Atlantic was heavily reported on the news. 这位冒险家要越过大西洋的尝试在媒体上强烈的报道。最后我们看的是 ephemeral 这个形容词，注意它的重音在第二个音节念成 ephemeral。ephemeral 是指短暂的，例如 pop songs are often ephemeral， 流行歌曲通常只是短暂的流行，或者是 the poem talks about love being only an ephemeral fever， 这首诗提到爱情只是短暂的狂热。And I hope you make every endeavor to learn English. Take care and bye bye.
Exploring the final frontier. Is space worth the trouble?
Space programs have been around for about 60 years. What have we learned in that time?
Well, a great deal. We have satisfied many of the curiosities we had about space and the different planets. Perhaps most importantly, space exploration has opened our eyes to things we never thought to ask about.
Space exploration is very dangerous, and there has been a huge cost. Has it been worth it?
In terms of cost, yes. The movie Titanic cost about $200 million. Now, a few years later, nobody talks about it anymore. The Stardust space mission cost about $150 million, and it will be reflected in textbooks and research for the next 2 decades.The program will impact our understanding of the processes of the solar system and of life, where we come from, and where we are going. It might sound like $150 million is a lot of money. And it is. I don't have that much, but there are endeavors that are much larger and perhaps have more ephemeral effects.
Now, whether we know it or not, space exploration has changed the way we live our lives. How so, you ask? We'll explore that answer more tomorrow. Friends, try to take 10 minutes today and practice your English. Find a friend, a classmate, a coworker, or a little brother or sister and speak some English. You'll be glad you did. It's time for us to go. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Bye-bye, everyone.